Hey, great friends. What's going on? It's Monday. We are back at it. And I'll explain when I say the whole crew is back together again. Not exactly the case, but stand by. All right, Alex, first things first. Saturday afternoon, I go by Blenders in Encinitas. It's kind of like a regular stop on my weekend walks. These are the Blenders, the 12th anniversary. You remember these? You got a pair of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the San Diego State basketball season is now over. So I'm going to take these, and here's what I did. I put my money where my mouth was. I said I wanted to add to my collection because here's the thing. Blenders are so inexpensive and the quality is so high that you might as well keep adding to your collection. Take a look at this, Alex. Look at these. I got these yesterday.
Fresh.
Wow. How freaking rad are these, dude?
Wow.
Are these awesome or what, bro?
Fresh AF.
Dude, I saw these online and I said I got to have them. Then I got these right here. These are dope, dude. Look at these. Are these super cool or what?
Right up your alley.
Then I got these are the Red Bull Racing. They had a deal yesterday, which was 50% off on the Red Bull. Buy one, get one 50% off is the way it went. So I got these. And you know, I've been wearing these all weekend on social media, which my daughter said, "Oh my God, look at those glasses." So now look, dude, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 pairs of them. Every day I can wear different pairs of Blenders because the cost, I got 5 pairs. If I went to the mall and bought 1 pair of Ray-Bans, that's what this would cost. So I'm loving it. Use our promo code Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, to save 20%. I met listeners in the Encinitas store who were using my code right there, right in front of me. So get your Blenders, man. Keep it rolling. Okay. Let me talk to you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks, download the Prize Picks app and use our code GREATFRIENDS, and they're going to give you that first-time deposit match of 100% up to $100. Now, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday, Alex. You're going to love this. I had Anthony Davis to score more than 26.5 points, and I put him together with Carl Edwards. Was it Carl Edwards or was it Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. I screwed it up. I put together Anthony Edwards and Anthony Davis. Well, it turns out Anthony Edwards did not get to his 38 combined points, rebounds, and assists, but Anthony Davis got hurt early in the game, and I used the Prize Picks insurance. So they actually refunded my play. So I got to tell you something, man. If you've not downloaded Prize Picks yet, download it, use our code GREATFRIENDS, and let's get you that 100% match, especially today, Monday, because we got the championship game coming up tonight, and now it's baseball season. So let's all play together. Prize Picks, use our code GREATFRIENDS. Hey, let me send a quick shout out to our people from 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. You're looking to play blackjack, poker, table games. 7 Mile Casino is the place to go. 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego, smoke-free environment, right off the freeway, great food. You can't beat it. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. All right, listen, we're just getting going. It's a Monday. I'll talk to you more about our great partners at halftime. So stay tuned for that, but let's get rolling. Hey, great friends. What's going on? It is Monday afternoon. It's Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And I will tell you this right now. I've been off for a week, okay? I'm back. I'm ready to roll. I got a little rasp thing going on in my voice, so bear with me a little bit, okay? This is what happens. When you go to Mammoth, okay, when you get there, your nose immediately starts to dry out. And I got humidifiers going all over the room. But your nose dries out, and then you become like a mouth-breathing sleeper. And by the way, the altitude in Mammoth is such that, God forbid, you walk up 12 stairs. By the time you get to the top of the staircase, you're like, so now your nose is all dry. You're breathing out of your mouth. You're out of breath at all times. And you come back the following week and you got a little bit of a raspy thing going on. That's where I'm at right now. Grande, good afternoon. I will tell you this. The United States of America and the world, planet Earth, has gone like crazy about the solar eclipse earlier today. And Here we are in Southern California, and I'm not outside watching it. No, bro, I'm inside watching it on TV. They're loving it in Indianapolis. They're loving it in Mazatlan, Mexico. They love it at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis, Indiana. here in Southern California, I'm watching the whole thing go down on TV. It's like a television show to me. It's not a real event. What's going on?
I have my window in front of me wide open because the sun treks right in front. But it's cloudy, so I can't see anything. So yeah. I don't know what it's going to look like here. I will tell you this. The wifey, she's up in San Antonio. They're going to get the whole thing there too.
So oh, really?
Yeah, it's going right down Texas, like through Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. So she's working outside today from her sister's house. So she's going to get the full view of that as well. And I'm right here, dude. Good morning, America. You know, like there's like 80,000 people watching this stupid thing right now. So,
oh, wait, you're online? You're watching, or you were watching all of this happen online?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. Because I earlier was watching CNN. They've got like reporters based in different parts of the country and around the world as this solar eclipse is going to happen. And I feel like we as Californians, Southern Californians in particular, we missed this whole thing. Like it came and it went and we didn't get any part of it because of the time zone. Or maybe it's because of the maybe where we are.
Longitude.
Yeah, is that what it is? Not latitude?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Like the coasts of the United States are we all get to see a little bit of it, but the coasts only will get not a full, what's it called? A total eclipse.
Yeah.
We'll just get portions of it. I believe I saw a graphic where in San Diego, you'll see like it'll go over the top of the sun a little bit.
Can I be like totally honest without sounding like a total hater?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know there was a presence.
Okay, but I feel like you're going to sound like a total hater, so go for
it. I don't mean to. It's just like, okay, so, okay, great. The sun, the moon, it's going to happen. And like I said, I've been watching all earlier today, all morning long, I was watching because I feel like this thing has been so built up. I have these friends that live in Cleveland. They were telling me that the city is packed. The hotels are packed. Because people have come in from all over the country and around the world, because apparently in Cleveland, Ohio, that's also a place that's going to get like a really good shot of it all. Like I'm watching, I'm interested. I feel like it's a big event people are talking about, but I don't know. Do I sound like a hater if I say it's not that big a deal to me? Like I'm going to live just fine if I don't see an eclipse, you know?
I don't like to miss things. I don't like to be left out. I hate having FOMO. So I just because like, oh, it's not like it's going to tax my body to go outside and look at the sun. So that's why I don't think you should hate on it. I understand what you're feeling, but I also don't want to be left out, if that makes sense. So I'm going to go out. I want to go outside and see it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You ready?
I saw a report from Good Morning America where they interviewed like half a dozen people, like Australians, Europeans, just people like, you know, in like south of Florida that went to, would you say Indianapolis, the Indy 500 Speedway or whatever?
Yeah, right.
Like all these people spending thousands of dollars to watch this. Okay. That I don't get.
Yeah.
That I don't get. Right. I'll go outside my house and take a look.
Right. Like if it were happening outside my house and I had this special goggles, you know, everybody's like, hey man, you gotta be careful with your eyes. You gotta be super careful with your eyes.
I love that. I love that. Everybody always says that. And do you remember the last eclipse we had when Donald Trump was in office and he raw dogged the sun? He didn't care. He was like, yep. Cool.
Just tremendous sun. Look at the sun. Look what they're doing to Trump. Just tremendous sun. Oh, the sun. The sun. Oh, the sun. They're trying to get Trump with the sun. They're trying to get Trump now with the sun.
And my wife goes like, you know, don't even look at it. I was like, I'll just put sunglasses on. She said, no. That's going to mess up your eyes. You're going to get sunburn in your eyes. And I was like, am I really?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I can tell you this right now. And I put it out on Instagram yesterday. On Saturday evening when I got back, you know, by the way, rocking my Cal Poly gear, Grande. I'm now officially a Cal Poly slow dad. I'm a Cal Poly slow dad now. Me and my daughter, we did a lot of driving together. She was like, my daughter goes like this to me. She was, Dad, can't we just drive straight home? This was when we were leaving Cal Poly and we were driving home. This was on Saturday morning. I'm like, no, we're making some stops. She said, why do we have to make stops? I said, well, we're going to go visit a friend in Santa Barbara. Then we're going to go down to Oxnard. We're going to go to Oxnard Holistics because I want to see the people there. I've never been to the shop. Then I'm going to Topper's Pizza and I'm getting a pizza from Topper's because Alex says it's the best pizza on the planet. So I'm getting a pizza at Topper's. And then we'll start making our way home. And she goes, it's not my fault that you're always working and you don't have enough time to spend with me. I'm like, no, it's not your fault, but I'm going to trap you in this car and we're going to spend another 6 hours together in this car. I drove legitimately from Mammoth to Cal Poly to SLO. And it was a legit 6 hour plus drive. And dude, we never stopped to pee. We never stopped for gas. We never stopped for food, just a straight shot. And just that's quality time, moms and dads out there. When you can trap your kid in a car for 5 or 6 hours, that is quality time. And I loved it so much.
Does it make
so
it better when they complain about it?
She, you know, going from Mammoth to SLO, no complaining at all. Cause I think she was super stoked to get there and check it out. From SLO to San Diego, she was complaining cause I was making her stop along the way until we got the Topper's Pizza. And I'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stick around. We are officially on a Monday afternoon. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. And yeah, I got a little bit of a Stevie Nicks raspy thing going on in my throat. I knew was going to happen. Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. There was no way to avoid it, Alex. You know, when you're, like I said earlier, when you're in Mammoth and you're huffing and puffing going up and down the stairs, or you're on the ski slopes and you're huffing and puffing, or you're sleeping and your nose is just so crazy dry that you're sleeping with your mouth wide open. This is what it sounds like the next week.
You ever get altitude sickness up there?
I don't get altitude sickness, but it makes me sick that I feel like I'm so out of shape.
Tired of the altitude.
Listen, I love getting up there. We caught on Monday of last week. I'm telling everybody who's listening right now who loves to go to Mammoth. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were the greatest ski days I've ever had. I mean, 45 degrees, sunny skies, the snow was perfect. The conditions were great because they had just gotten dumped on the week before. The mountain wasn't overly packed. I mean, it was spectacular conditions. But on Thursday morning, it was getting very windy, very cold, snow was falling, and I'm like, we got to get out of here. And that's what we did. That's exactly what we did. And then, by the way, we got down to Cal Poly. I don't know San Luis Obispo that well. I don't know the Central Coast that well, but the rain was coming and going and coming and going. For those of you that listen to the show on radio, on 1090, in the Central Coast of California, it's my second time really hanging out there. I freaking love it, man. Downtown, Alex, do you know downtown San Luis Obispo at all?
No, no.
It's so great. The restaurants, the bars, the cleanliness, the lighting, I'm telling you, dude, you go to downtown San Diego, you go to downtown LA, it is just littered with homeless folks and tents. And by the way, I'm not trying to say it's terrible and disgusting. I'm saying it's awful and unfortunate, but the downtowns of major cities, it's bad. A downtown area like San Luis Obispo, which is kind of a small town, dude, clean, spectacular, awesome. Food was great. Bars were great. Loved it. So,
it's a lot less offensive, that sweater, than it would have been if she went to Colorado State.
Oh, I wasn't.
You know, if you were rocking a Colorado State hoodie right now.
Yeah.
Like the way that you rocked a Boise State shirt not that long ago.
Yeah.
This is a lot easier on the eyes.
I know. So here it is, Cal Poly. I'm a Cal Poly dad now. I'm getting ready to become an empty nester. I cannot believe my fourth child, who is only 17 years old and won't turn 18 until November. I cannot believe this kid is going to graduate high school in May and is going to go to Cal Poly. And by the way, September 23rd is when school starts at Cal Poly.
So when does she move up? August?
Like the week before, like early September. Oh, damn. Dude, I got to check when the NFL season kicks off this year. I have literally no idea. No idea.
Thursday after Labor Day.
Right. But what's the date on that?
Like probably like the 6th or something.
Okay. So it might be like week 2 or 3 by the time she's moving in to September to Cal Poly. 5th. Yeah. September 5th. Now, one thing real quick that I don't think everybody understood when I posted this on social media this weekend, Alex, if you were to go to my Instagram and you were to look, there's a picture of me and my daughter at the Cal Poly San Luis Obispo football stadium. Okay. And I wrote a caption on Instagram that said something like, oh, the irony of my daughter coming to school here and me going to football games here over the next four years or so. I don't know how many I'm going to go to, but here's the picture. For those of you that are listening on radio, you got to come over and watch the YouTube show. By the way, Alex, how do you like those blenders I was rocking?
Love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Julia is also in this picture. She's wearing some new blenders that she gotten during the 50% sale. But I specifically put this picture out for people to say, look at the irony here. And I'm not sure everybody got it. And I tried to make it a little cryptic where you would have to like expand the photo to really understand what's going on here. And if you look in the background of the picture, for those of you that are watching on TV, watching on YouTube, if you look in the back of the picture, and Alex, I don't know if there's any way that you can possibly expand the picture.
I think it zooms in, but
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't zoom
in. In the back of the picture, it says the Alex G. Spanos Stadium or something like that. And a lot of people asked, what's the irony? The irony is, of course, for those of you that get it, you know, it's kind of one of those, if you know, you know, kind of deals. Dude, my kid is going to college and I will be going to football games in the Spanos Stadium on the campus of Cal Poly SLO. I mean, I'm public enemy number one to the Spanoses.
But like, unlike Steve Fisher's at every San Diego State basketball game and the court's named after him. I don't think Dean is spending much time going to Cal Poly football game. I don't think you're going to ever run into him.
I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, remember, this is the Alex Spanos Stadium, not the Dean Spanos Stadium.
Well, Alex is gone, so I was, you know,
right.
I don't think the Spanos family are getting a box at the Cal Poly games on Saturdays.
I wonder if maybe the sons went to Cal Poly. I don't think they did. I don't remember. Somewhere in the family, maybe somebody went to Cal Poly. You know, they're from Stockton. So, you know, Central Coast. Yes. You know, a bunch of Canaries up in Stockton. But I got to tell you something really quickly, Alex.
Yes.
The way I feel about the eclipse, and this is where we started the segment. The way I feel about the eclipse, which is this. Hey, it's a big thing. Everybody's talking about it. I feel like I should know what's going on because it's a big story, an international story. The world seems to be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I feel about it is I need to know, but I'm not really like that into it, you know? And by the way, when it goes away, it will be over for me. You know,
what are you watching now?
I was watching CNN, in Dallas, CNN in Indianapolis. What are you watching with the eclipse?
ABC.
Mm-hmm. And?
And they're live pictures of Mexico, Mazatlan right now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the thing. The way I feel about the eclipse is this. It's interesting. The world is talking about it. I'm not going to be there for it. I'm not going to see it. I'm going to watch it on TV. And because it's a national and international phenomenon, I'm curious. Okay. But once it's gone, it's gone. That's it. It's over. Okay. It's kind of the same way I feel about women's college basketball. Now, let me start off by saying this. I got three daughters. I'm a girl dad. My favorite thing of all the stuff I've done, when it comes to kids sports was my daughter playing soccer. And when my daughter, moms and dads out there will know what this feels like. When your kid decides that they no longer want to play sports, it's a killer. My daughter played her freshman year of college soccer. And after that year, she was like, Dad, I'm done. It was like her best year of playing. She's like, Dad, I'm done. Killed me. Right. I wish she kept playing. You know what my daughter said to me when she stopped playing soccer? What am I going to do, Dad? Turn pro? My answer was, that is my answer.
Possible.
I said to my daughter, I go, listen, with the new pro women's soccer league starting in this country, if you play 4 or 5 years of college soccer, by the time you get out, the women's league will have advanced so far that there will be opportunity for you to be a pro soccer player. And you might play pro soccer till you're 30 years old. Like, yes, that's why you should continue to play. She wasn't having it. Okay. So this is the way I'm prefacing my opinion here by letting you know, this is not a hater opinion. Okay.
But
I was very into the Caitlin Clark story.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, I got into the Caitlin Clark story. I heard people say women's college basketball has finally arrived. Women's sports have finally arrived. And I'll tell you honestly, on Friday, I made it my business to be in a bar at 6 p.m. for tip off to see the Iowa basketball game. They were playing against UConn. In fact, I even made two wagers on Prize Picks on the game, Iowa and UConn. So it's the first time ever in my life where I'm like, I got to know, when is the game? When does it tip? What time? What channel? I got to be someplace. So did you have that experience on Friday? Did you watch that game?
I watched it, but I didn't make it an appointment. I just happened to be out where they were showing it, and we watched it.
Okay. For me, I said to my daughter, who I was with at Cal Poly SLO, we have to be in a bar. We have to watch this game. Mm-hmm. When we got done eating dinner, the second half was starting. She wanted to go get ice cream. I watched the second half on my phone. Mm-hmm. So that was Friday night. Yesterday, Sunday, 12 noon tip-off, national championship, undefeated South Carolina against Iowa, which has the player that has transcended women's college basketball, right? Mm-hmm. So I watched it all, the whole game. So here's how I feel. Like, the eclipse, it will come, it will go. It will not be a big deal in my life going forward. I'll never be like, oh, I got to go, I got to see another eclipse that was so bomb. With women's college basketball, for everybody that tells me that women's college basketball has arrived, I say to myself, okay, Caitlin Clark got me, a sports fan, but not a women's college basketball fan. Caitlin Clark brought me to the game. But going forward, A, I don't think I'll be watching Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. And B, I don't know for sure. I'm not saying I won't. I'm just saying I don't know for sure. And B, I don't know that I'm like now a women's college basketball fan going forward.
Right.
I said it. I don't want to sound like a hater. It's just that I got caught up in the Caitlin Clark story. I'm not sure I'm going to be caught up in women's college basketball going forward. My mind's not close to it.
I also don't think that the majority of people, like, if Iowa had lost to UConn, whatever number is going to come out for this championship game yesterday would be significantly less if it was UConn, South Carolina.
Right. I agree with that.
And I think that those people that were tuning in just to watch Caitlin Clark, how many of those people will follow her to the WNBA? Because I don't think women's college basketball is going to have a breakout thing now where they're just going to continuously outdraw the men's tournament. I just think that she and Angel Reese from LSU, they both became such must-watch television that it became an event. And that's where I come in again. I don't want FOMO. I don't want to miss these things. I want to watch these things. Everybody's watching it. I want to be watching it. So now if Caitlin Clark continues to be must-watch TV in the WNBA or the Big Three, wherever the hell she goes, I'll probably watch too.
Same. See, that's how I feel.
But I'm not going to tune in next November to watch Iowa's first basketball game.
Right. That's my point. Is that it's not like I'm going to be saying to myself, hey, look, the conference season is starting in the Big Ten for women's college basketball the way I would for like San Diego State men's basketball. I don't know who the coach is at San Diego State for the women's basketball team. My point is that I've gotten so much feedback from guys in our audience that are like, Cap, it's the first time ever I've watched the women's tournament more than I've watched the men's tournament. I get it. I think we all got caught in the Caitlin Clark story, but I'm not sure I'm going to follow her to the WNBA. Last year, I went to a WNBA game. First one of my entire life. Guess what? Bored out of my mind. Right. You know, not to criticize the players. It just wasn't fun. You know?
Isn't it wild though? Like, dude, you had the coach of South Carolina who just went 38-0. The coach of the team thanked Caitlin Clark for what she's done in this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
In her post game on the court,
right,
getting the trophy, confetti on her head.
Right.
So that's the story. Not South Carolina going 38-0.
I know. And by the way, South Carolina has a girl from San Diego who went to La Jolla Country Day. And I won on my Prize Picks with her yesterday. So, all right, stick around. We're just getting going. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. You're probably wondering, where is Browner? Answers coming right up. All right, great friends. What's going on? Hey, it's Monday afternoon. It's Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. If you're looking for a place to play blackjack, poker, other table games, have amazing food at Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, open 24/7 and no smoking right off the freeway, 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. That's 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. Hey, any problems with gambling? You call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Alex, to get started here today, I'm going to calm down because I think the first segment, okay, I was like between the solar eclipse and Caitlin Clark, and my first day back after a week off the air, I feel like my head was all scatterbrained. I'm going to try and get a little bit focused here. In this segment, I do want to talk. I want to go back to Caitlin Clark. I want to go back to the women's NCAA championship. And then I want to go into tonight's NCAA championship, the championship game tonight between UConn and Purdue. I'll get there in 1 second. You'll notice there's no Browner today. Now, Browner had the week off last week for a variety of reasons. You know how he goes about being, you know, his personal business going on air. We all know the story now about his four kids. It was spring break last week. He didn't have coverage for them. And if I'm being honest, I won't go too deep into his personal life. He had something happen. Something really big happened in his personal life. Okay, fine. This morning, no BS, 6 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call from Browner. Highly, highly unusual for Browner to call me. Okay, Browner and I usually communicate by text. And if there's something going on, oftentimes he doesn't even tell me. He kind of tells Alex and then Alex tells me. It's kind of a weird dynamic in the relationship. But at 6 o'clock this morning, my phone rings and it's Browner. And so I answer the phone. And Browner tells me that he won't make the show today and he probably needs another few days off. And look, I'm going to just say this. I'm not at liberty to explain the story, okay? That's a Browner deal. But suffice it to say, he had to go home to Chicago. He had to come back to San Diego. And unfortunately, this morning, he had to get on a plane and he had to go back to Chicago. That's all I'm telling you, right? You know, because if I told you more, Browner would come on the air and he'd be like, why are you telling people my personal business? You know, it took him years to tell us that he has four kids. It'll probably take him years for him to tell the story of what's going on in his life right now. But if I know Browner, one thing about that guy, in fact, two things about that guy. One, he'll be back to work and he'll put his sense of humor right back to work for the show. That's number one. And number two, he's as reliable a guy as there is. You know, and it's like as an athlete, you just know, hey, we can count on him. So I told him, I go, Brown, go take care of your personal business. Me and Alex got the show. No problem. We love you. You take care of what you got to take care of. And when you can come back, we want you back. That's all. Unbelievable. I mean, if I could tell you the details of what's going on with my man, you'd be like, I can't even believe this is going down like this. So that's the end of that. Anything, Alex, yeah. Anything to add?
No, I mean, like, it's really difficult to add anything we're not going to say anything. We would never do that to Browner because we know how he is. So he'll be back and I'm sure he won't even skip a beat when he returns.
Yeah. Knowing him. I know exactly right. Okay. Yeah. Let me do this. Let me kind of go back to this Caitlin Clark thing because Caitlin Clark is going to take me to UConn versus Purdue tonight in the national championship game of the men's side. So I really feel like as the college basketball season went on. Now, from our perspective, we're San Diego State supporters. Mm-hmm. You know, and you said it very well about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when San Diego State got knocked out of the NCAA basketball tournament, if I'm being really honest about it, that's when my interest kind of went away.
I got knocked out too.
Yeah, like, I mean, right. Like when right. San Diego State got knocked out, I was done.
Yeah.
You know that somebody said to me on Friday, I think it was my daughter said to me on Friday, she goes, Dad, who's in the Final Four on the men's side? Because she and I went to a bar to watch the women's Final Four. Mm-hmm. She goes, who's in the Final Four on the men's side? And I went, UConn, Purdue, North Carolina State, and I can't remember. I had to go to my phone. I had to go to my phone to find out that it was Alabama, right? So it was a very popular opinion as the basketball season went on to say, I can't tell you who the biggest star in men's college basketball is. I can tell you about Caitlin Clark. I can tell you I know who the most famous female basketball player in college basketball is on the women's side. But on the men's side, don't really know this year as I have in years past. That is a very popular opinion I've heard over and over and over again. Listen, I agree. Caitlin Clark was such a big star that I would ask everybody this question. Have you seen the television commercials for Caitlin Clark where I think she's, it's like a State Farm?
Yeah.
She, right? You've seen those, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Tell me this. Tell me a guy, a guy's college basketball player who's got a ton of TV commercials right now or as much exposure as Caitlin Clark.
No, I mean, during the NCAA tournament, it was the annoying commercial was with the two Oklahoma City Thunder players. It wasn't a college basketball player. You know, it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren being on commercials during the tournament and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. So I got to just say, for everybody that's reached out to me and said, hey, I'm more into the women's tournament this year than I am into the men's tournament. Or I know the biggest star, Caitlin Clark, but I don't know the biggest star on the guy side. I get it. Caitlin Clark became a national phenomenon. And mm-hmm. everybody was talking about her. Look, here, I'll give you an example. Not only did they talk about her game, and oh my God, she's the female Steph Curry. She shoots these long-range three-pointers. It's so interesting. You know, my daughter said to me, she goes, why is she so popular, Dad? Explain this to me. And I was like, look, she's this white girl from this predominantly white-looking team, Iowa, in the middle of the country. And she shoots like Steph Curry, and she's a lightning rod in that. Like, I've seen so many media members rip the other media members because of the way Caitlin Clark is covered. Oh, well, if she were black, she wouldn't be covered that way. She's only covered that way, and she only gets this much exposure because she's white. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true or false. I don't really know. Here's what I do know. That's a debate that's happening. It's an argument that's happening, you know? But when I see a Stephen A. Smith come out and go, she's the greatest female basketball player. She's the white female Steph Curry, you know, respect her, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Like I go, why are there media members out there that are criticizing this coverage of Caitlin Clark? You know, like this girl, Jemele Hill, who used mm-hmm. to be on ESPN. I mean, she just is constantly killing the coverage that if she were black, she wouldn't be getting covered like this. Is that true or false? Is she covered differently because she's a white female, long range shooting, Steph Curry-esque kind of character? Is that true?
I never even thought about it.
Me neither.
Until this weekend.
Yeah, until Jemele Hill started like writing about this stuff.
I'll be totally honest with you because we had this conversation with Jason last week. Covering women's sports, I believe, it's such a new thing. We don't know how to do it yet. We just don't. Like, we don't know how to just talk about a game. We don't know how to just talk about the player that we're watching in the moment. Over there, it's like you have to throw all these other things into it. When it was last year, LSU versus Caitlin Clark in the championship, it became a black versus white because Angel Reese was black and Caitlin Clark was white, and it ran, and that thing just really escalated to the I would say like clickbaity race articles coming out, these think pieces that I have to talk more about what I just saw on the court. I gotta talk other stuff too, because it can't just be about the game. You can't just appreciate like the player that's playing so ridiculously well. You have to talk about, well, it's because she's white, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I know I'm watching it.
Me too.
And I know I watched, I was more interested in the rematch with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark than I was the rest of the games.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really care too much about the Final Four, and I didn't really care too much about the championship on Sunday, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And so when you tell me as a middle-aged white male that the only reason you're interested is because she's white and you'll never cover an African-American girl the same way. Well, I don't care if she's black or white. She's just got to be really incredibly interesting. Caitlin Clark turned into a media sensation. Is it partially because she's white? Maybe. Is it partially because she shoots long range threes like Steph Curry? Probably. Is it because of the massive amount of media coverage and celebrities that were showing up? By the way, black and white. I mean, everybody right. from a Travis Scott to a Jason Sudeikis, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like white America went crazy for Caitlin Clark. It was basketball sports fan America went crazy for Caitlin Clark. So it really just comes down to this, though. This is kind of my question for everybody. If you got into Caitlin Clark, if you watched the rematch against LSU, which I did. If you watch the Final Four game against UConn, which I did. If you watch the championship game against South Carolina, which I did. Are you now a women's college basketball fan? Or did you just get caught up in the Caitlin Clark story? Because for me, I got caught up in the Caitlin Clark story. And even today, I'm not even talking about South Carolina going undefeated. South Carolina had a girl on their team who went to La Jolla Country Day. La Jolla Country Day here in San Diego was the number one women's high school basketball team in the country. Her name is, and I'll have to, I hope everybody can help me pronounce it, Tahina. It's T-E-H-E-I-N-A, Tahina or Tahina. And her last name is P-A-O-P-A-O, Papow. In the championship game, her prize pick number was 10 and a half. Is she going to score more than 10 and a half or less than 10 and a half? I said, I think she's going to score more. Caitlin Clark's number in the championship game was 32 points. I played it less. And by the way, she had 20 plus points in like the third quarter. In fact, she had 23 points, I think, in the first half. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. She had like 30 points with 5 minutes to go in the game, and she got shut out. So I played Caitlin Clark less than 32 and Tahina Pow, I hope I'm saying her name right, more than 10 and a half, and I won that play. But you see, the night before, two nights before, when Iowa was playing against UConn, I took Caitlin Clark for more than 33 and a half points. She only scored 21. And I took the girl from UConn, who was their big star, Paige Buechers. Mm-hmm. I took her to score more than 27 points. She scored 17. So I lost that one. So I decided to go on into the championship game to go Caitlin Clark less than, because 32 seemed like a lot, and she got to 30. And I took the local girl from Torrey Pines, or from I've just looked.
Country Day.
Thank you. I keep screwing those two up because they're the Tories, Country Day.
Oh.
So I won the play on Prize Picks. And then last night I was like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling pretty hot on myself on Prize Picks. I took Anthony Edwards to have more than 38 points, rebounds, and assists against the Lakers. He only got to 35. But Anthony Davis got hit in the face in the first quarter. And of course, when Anthony Davis gets hit in the face, he's done for the game.
Oh my God, dude. Anthony Davis, man.
Is it me? Like all year long, I've had so much more respect for Anthony Davis this year because he's battled through. He's played in more games. Charles Barkley's whole street clothes Anthony Davis was kind of like shut down finally. Mm-hmm. But it's like he's been hit in the face like three times in the last two weeks.
Week.
Yeah. And yeah. Every time he took a forearm to the face, right, and he's out the rest of the game. Dude, get back in there.
What happened? It's a day where LeBron's already off.
Right.
What happened?
You're playing against a team in Minnesota last night that's the number one team in the West. You're battling for playoff position. You got three games remaining in the season. You got one home game left that's tomorrow night against Golden State. Bro, I'm sorry. Get your ass back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out on Prize Picks, because they have this injury insurance, which is the first time I've ever taken advantage of it, Anthony Edwards did not get to his 38 total, and Anthony Davis only had 4 points. But they rebooted me, Alex, and they refunded my $20 play. So rather than losing the $20 because Anthony Davis got hurt, Prize Picks actually gave me my $20 back. They refunded it. That's the injury insurance.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
Very nice.
You play it all this week?
I'm looking at tonight.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm looking at tonight. Purdue has no choice but to give the ball to Zach Edey tonight, right? Like, that, how else are they going to win? Because UConn, I just feel like UConn's going to score. They always score 80 plus points. So Zach Edey's 24 and a half. I'm like, he's going to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him having much of a choice, unless he gets in foul trouble somehow, but the refs don't call fouls on Zach Edey. So I like 24 and a half for Zach Edey tonight. I like that a lot.
Okay, but then you got to put it together with something else. Now I'm looking at the other center, the kid from UConn, Donovan Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
His prize pick number is 13 and a half. So they don't need him to score like a ton for UConn to win. And he's playing against, you know, another gigantic big man tonight.
How about an easy goblin win for you?
Okay.
Donovan Klingon, 6.5 rebounds.
Oh, he's getting that.
Right?
The only problem is with the goblin plays is that your odds are lower. So like you'd probably get like 2-1 on that.
But it's a win.
Yeah.
I'm not greedy. I'll take my wins.
I know. Well, I know. I'm not sure, man.
I know you and Browner, y'all go hard in the paint. Told you I'm a singles hitter. My on-base percentage is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz I'm not swinging for the fences.
I'm trying to find that one. It's Donovan Klingon for how much?
6.5 rebounds.
6.5 rebounds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to play him for more than 13.5 points.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Zach Edey for more than 24.5 points, and I'm going to take Donovan Klingon for more than 13.5 points. I'm going to take the two big men to go back and forth, and that's how I'm going to play it. And I'm going to play it right now. There it is. My $20 play to win $60 tonight. Prize Picks. Hey, guys, listen. I want to tell you something. I talked to our friends at Prize Picks, and they said to me last week, they're like, listen, this has been a great campaign. And the campaign actually goes through the NBA finals through the end of June. Then they take off the month of July. Then they come back for football season. That's the way the deal works. But I do want to say this to everybody that's listening on radio, everybody that's watching on TV, everybody that's watching on YouTube, everybody that's listening on audio podcast. I do want to say this to you really quickly. They told me the other day, like, hey, we've noticed a little dip in your signups. And they're like, what can you do to get it back up? And I said, well, listen, I mean, let's face it. You know, we were killing it during football season. Okay. We were killing it when San Diego State was still in the NCAA tournament. And then what happens is San Diego State goes out, local interest wanes. You know, maybe the Caitlin Clark stuff. I was off last week. I'm like, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to bring it back huge. If you have not yet downloaded the Prize Picks app, I want you to download the app. I want you to use our code Great Friends. You make your first deposit, they'll match it 100% up to $100. So if you put in 100, they'll put in 100. You put in 50, they put in 50. If you've been hearing us for all this time, if you've been thinking about it, if you've never done it, now is the time to download the Prize Picks app and use our code Great Friends. Just do it. Do it for the show. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And then Alex, tonight, I'm going to send you my, my picks here. And if you can put them out on social media, I would appreciate that, because I want everybody to see what a big winner I'm about to be.
Something fascinating.
Okay. Tell me.
I go back and look. The only time Donovan Klingon has not scored at least 13.5 points in the, in the tournament against San Diego State.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is Purdue's defense as good? Or is it, should we just expect that they have a big man in Zach Edey, so maybe he won't score as much?
Maybe he won't score as much, but I just find that interesting, no?
That is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. All right, so as for tonight, set us up for tonight, Alex, with the UConn and Purdue and the national championship game tonight. Let's take a quick look at that.
Okay, absolutely. Would love to.
Because I actually think this, you ready? As much as I'm playing on Prize Picks, I may place a wager on the game itself.
Okay. All right, well, the spread is UConn 6.5 tonight.
Okay.
So tips off at 6:20 on TBS. Scott, you know where that is on your TV?
Not really, but I will find it somewhere. I can't believe it's on TBS, not on CBS.
Yeah.
By the way, excuse me real quick. Have you like thought at all about Jim Nance not calling these games, like, at all?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah. Like, as a fan, as a viewer, as somebody who's listening to the broadcast, has Jim Nance not being there meant anything to you at all?
I like Ian Eagle a lot.
I love Ian Eagle.
I love him. So I there hasn't been a significant drop off. It hasn't lacked the bigness, which I like when you're watching big events. Like, Ian Eagle is up for the job and has big nailed time. It.
Yeah. And Jim is such a huge star that last year when we were in Houston, and I told you everybody about the party that he had last year after the Final Four, this was going to be his retirement, et cetera, from college basketball. Jim is such a big star. Ian is a great broadcaster. Mm-hmm. Ian's not a giant star. He's a great broadcaster. And I don't know, maybe I just feel that way because I worked with Ian for so many years, whether it was CBS's NFL or Westwood One NFL. And I'm we're about the same age and we're good friends. So Jim is a giant star. Ian's just the most solid, excellent broadcaster. But in my opinion, no disrespect to Jim, it's all a compliment to Ian. Mm-hmm. The broadcast is There's nothing that's making me say, gosh, without Jim Nance, this thing sucks.
Right.
In fact, if anything, it's like, hey, Ian's fantastic.
Which is a compliment to Ian. Like, that's the biggest compliment ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one's, not maybe not no one, but there isn't this big, like, man, why'd they pick Ian?
Yeah.
Like, dude, this guy stinks.
Right. No, everybody loves Ian Eagle.
Right.
I think everybody loves him. He's been terrific.
I did have flashbacks of being in Houston last year, man. God, we've been.
Dude, I was close, man. I really wanted to go over to Phoenix for this Final Four. I really thought about it. All right, listen, we got lots to get to. We have not even scratched the surface. We haven't even talked baseball at all. We haven't talked the Padres one bit, which, by the way, it has not been a very good start to the season, the way I look at things. And I'm sure you guys will, I'm sure a lot of you guys feel the exact same way. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. It's Monday. I'm a little Stevie Nicks raspy. This is Kaplan and Crew. Hey, great friends. I'm calling a little timeout here at halftime. So as we move into April now, I want to remind everybody about Life Brew Coffee. Because here's the thing. I take my coffee in the morning, my regular caffeinated coffee, and then I take one scoop of Life Brew and I pour it in, okay? And the benefits of Life Brew, I can tell you this as a guaranteed fact, okay? Focus, mental focus. Now, I've talked to Brett Weiss on the air about anti-inflammatory. I don't know for sure. I'm not positive about the you know what I'm trying to say. All I do know is this. When I take a scoop of Life Brew, bro, I am locked in, zoned in, focused, and concentrated. Try Life Brew, LYFE, lifebrew.com, and use our code KLYFE, KLYFE 20 to save 20%. Brett's been doing a buy one, get one free. So make sure you take advantage of that for sure. Hey, big shout out to my guy, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Realty Services. Yesterday, I looked at 4 open houses, 4 of them. I'm trying to figure it out, man. I am. My daughter is leaving to go to college. I've got this big house. I got to downsize. So I'm trying to figure out where should I go? How do I do the deal? And it's scary out there. Prices are still high. Interest rates are still high. There's an assumption that interest rates are coming down. I'm no expert. I don't know. Talk to Gary Cooper. 858-376-1299. 858-376-1299 for Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Realty Services. Hey, another quickie. We talk about vitamins, minerals, nutrients, superfoods, probiotics, everything right here, Athletic Greens. I ordered while I was away because I had 4 travel packs remaining. I used them all last week. I used them in Mammoth. And dude, when I'm in Mammoth, dude, it's cold. My nose gets dry. My throat gets dry. It takes me a couple days to recover. But I'm telling you, I stay healthy. I had 2 friends that I went to LA with last week, and it was rained. We got rained on. Both of these people were sick. Not me. Not me. AG1 every day. All you have to do is use our promo or our QR code, athleticgreens.com/Kaplan, or click the QR code. I take it every single day. I just ordered 2 boxes of the travel packs and more of the vitamin D, Athletic Greens. Check them out for sure. All right, listen, let's get back to it. I will say this. I haven't talked about Torii Holistics, but I'm going to do it in the content of the show. So stick around. Hey, great friends. What's going on? It's Monday afternoon. It's Kaplan and Crew. Got Grande. No Brown Man. For those of you that are just getting with us, we told the story in the last segment. You'll have to go back and watch on YouTube, and hopefully Brown Man will get back to us as the week goes on. So we are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. And hey, I want to get into some baseball here because I'm gonna say this. You know, opening day happened, and we had that opening day broadcast at the field with our friends at Ballast Point. And I've been keeping my eye on baseball, but with the NCAA tournament and the women's NCAA tournament, and then, you know, I took the week off because I took my daughter to a college visit and her last spring break. I'll tell you right now, I have not like gone all in on baseball yet. But Alex, by the way, when I was up in Mammoth, I was trying to figure out how to watch the Padres games. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, thank goodness for this Fubo. That is a great service, you know? Mm-hmm. let me rephrase.
Whose Fubo is it?
Yeah, thank goodness for Fubo, and thank goodness my girlfriend has a Fubo account.
Gotcha.
And I'll tell you something else. Thank goodness she has an Apple Plus TV account, because I've been watching that Dynasty, the Patriots series. Have you seen any of that?
I watched the first episode and a half, and I was like, all right, I'm out. I don't care about this.
I watched the first three episodes, and I'm fascinated by it. Fascinated. Mm-hmm. I am loving it. So I got to get back to it. But
universally hated by everybody participating in it, by the way.
What do you mean everybody hates it?
From all the interviews that I've heard and read about players that were on it, and now Robert Kraft himself, they're all pissed that they focus on all the negativity and kind of like glossed over a lot of the championship aspects of it all. Like, if you're calling it the Dynasty, you would figure you're going to talk about the Dynasty. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these players are like, was it Rodney Harrison?
Yep.
These dogs are going crazy for the Eclipse. Do you hear this?
Yeah, I do hear it. Why are they losing their minds? I just cannot believe what's going on today with the Eclipse. Honestly, I was watching video of Mazatlan, Mexico.
Yeah.
What is going on in Mazatlan, Mexico earlier today at 11 a.m.?
Bro, it's like a music festival. It looks like there's so many freaking people there.
I can't believe it. They've got like video monitors for people to watch the Eclipse. It's like, bro, look up.
Yeah. It's like, dude, how about this for the Guardians today? You talked about how Cleveland is like, you know, Mecca for the United States. It's their opening day today.
Oh my God.
For the Guardians. So they're already on the field getting ready, watching this thing. But I was going to tell you, like, Rodney Harrison, he was interviewed for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. He's like, they showed me for 3 minutes. Yeah. And it was all about negative stuff. Nothing about any of the positive things we talked about. So just not my cup of tea. I got to BR the thing with you, dude. I lived through it.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I guess what I'm really liking about it is I like where at least I am in the Dynasty series is that it's right now it's very Drew Bledsoe centric. They're explaining how Drew Bledsoe was an established star. You know, Drew Bledsoe was drafted into the NFL in the early 90s. So Bledsoe's an established star. By the time Brady gets there, it's like 2001-ish. And by the time Brady takes over, it's whatever it is, 2001, 2002, whatever it is. And that, you know, it shows you how Bledsoe was an established star and how Belichick made the decision, hey, I'm sticking with Brady. And even after Brady got hurt in the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh and Bledsoe has to come into the game and lead them to victory and lead them to the Super Bowl, that week Bledsoe was still thinking, well, maybe I'll get my job back. Mm-hmm. But Brady had won like 12 games.
That was the most interesting part for me because like in 2000, I'm, you know, 13 years old. And I didn't really realize how big of a star Bledsoe was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he had like this first guy to have this monster contract.
Mm-hmm. $100 million deal. Yeah. First guy.
It kind of even makes the Brady story that much more significant to me. You're like, so you came in and you took over for a dude. You star. Took over for like a star.
Right.
And you never gave the job back.
Right. And that is where that decision between Belichick, Brady, and Bledsoe, that's where Belichick becomes the guy who gets to make all the decisions because Kraft very much wanted Bledsoe back in the lineup and he deferred to Belichick and Belichick's like, listen, Bledsoe's a, I don't know, 10-year veteran at this point. And Brady's a 6th-round draft choice. Who's a rookie, but for some reason he's running our offense better. And we think he's the better guy. And that's when Belichick took control of that organization. That was the seminal moment early in Belichick's career. Anyway, so thank goodness for Fubo and thank goodness for Apple TV. If it wasn't for Apple TV, I wouldn't be watching this series. Thank goodness I have a girlfriend who has an account. And Fubo, she got an account on Fubo. I watched Padre games in Mammoth last week on Fubo. That's how I was watching these games.
I use Padres TV.
Is that the digital app?
Online subscription service.
Okay. All right. Tell me.
I paid $100 for the year.
Yeah.
And now I can watch wherever I need to watch.
Okay.
There's no blackouts. There's no nothing. I subscribed to it for $100 and now I can watch it. I got the app on my PlayStation. I got the app on my devices and I just open the app and that's where I watch the games.
Okay. I'm going to talk about these games. I want to talk about the Padres here in 1 second before I do. I went on Saturday afternoon, I'd gotten back from Cal Poly SLO, and my girlfriend and I went for our walk as we normally do. We walked up to Encinitas and we were going to have dinner. and we stopped by the blender store in Encinitas because I'd been wanting to get this one pair. You know, I talk about wanting the Coach Primes, but this pair right here, these blue ones that I'm holding up, for those of you that are watching, I've seen these on social media and I'm like, I got to have these. See, the thing about blender sunglasses is this, and so many of you are wearing them and we so appreciate it. In fact, I got a message this past weekend from Tommy and Christian Hogan. They were scouting a band for Christian's Cali Rad event that's coming up and they were both wearing their blenders. When we were down last week at the field, for the Padres home opener, everybody was coming by wearing their blenders. The thing about blenders sunglasses are these. Polarized lenses, amazing product. Inexpensive to the point where if you went to the mall and you bought a pair of Ray-Bans for $250, $300, you scratch them, lose them, break them, you're pissed. Mm-hmm. So I went to blenders on Saturday. I bought six pairs of blenders. Six pairs. Because, two were for my girlfriend, one was for her son, and three were for me. I like to have all these different sunglasses because I like the fact that they're inexpensive enough that you... Dude, these were like $49. Okay, mm-hmm. Plus the 20% discount, these are down to like $40. Now, I don't know if you can tell what the name of these are. I don't know what they're called exactly, but they're the like bright blue. Check these out, Alex. These are so rad.
See them. Yeah.
How cool are these?
They're sick.
They are sick. And I know everybody's going to be like, yeah, dude, of course they're sick. They're your sponsor. Yeah, they're our sponsor. But you guys are saving that 20%. I was in the store and I met this gentleman. His name was Scott also. And he said, hey, man, you look awfully familiar to me. And I'm like, okay, my name's Scott Kaplan. What's your name? He's, oh, hey, man, I was a huge listener of Scott and BR. I watch you guys on TV all the time. I'm like, hey, great, thanks. I gave the guy, I said, hey, dude, use my code 20% off right now. He and his son, who were going to the Padres game later this week, he was telling me, they use the code. They bought sunglasses right there. I don't know what these are called. These are like my new favorites. I love the lens. I love the shape of the frame. I love these. And then, Alex, you'll love this. They were doing a 50% off sale. Buy one, get one 50% off on the Red Bull racing glasses. Look at these. Look at the design on these frames. How cool are these?
Sick.
Dude, these are awesome. Sick. I know. So listen, for everybody that's already gone out and bought blenders and used our code, man, I can't thank you guys enough. I really can't, because I can tell you right now, Chase Fisher, their CEO, has been like super impressed with how active our audience is.
But and there should be more coming.
Tell me why.
On Saturday, dude, I went to the North Park Beer Fest right in front of the new Lafayette Hotel. They closed down El Cajon Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's like my first beer fest probably like in 5 years or so. And I think I just had a little liquid courage and I noticed how many people were wearing blenders at this beer fest. And I would just, if I saw someone and they were next to me and they were wearing blenders, I would tell them, hey, I love your blender. Like, get in their face, dude. You know, I'm like a little buzz or whatever. I get in their face. I'm like, yo, I love your blenders, bro or girl, whoever. They're like, oh yeah. I'm like, hey, use promo code Kaplan. You get 20% off. They're like, seriously? I was like, yes. Look, I was wearing my blenders. I was like, promo code Kaplan, bro. Do it. 20%. I don't know why. I was like, I'm going to go salesman because I'm
drunk. I love it.
Went up to like 20 people, dude. Like, use promo code Kaplan.
Dude, I do the same thing every weekend. I go on to, I go to the store and I buy a new pair. And the thing is, I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking to yourself, you're such a liar, bro. You're not buying crap. You're getting all these glasses for free. We have gotten a few pairs for free. That is true. But when it comes to supporting our sponsors, I want these guys to see how we kick ass. So if I can contribute to the ass kicking myself, I will do it. And so I bought six pairs yesterday. There were these people behind me in the store. I gave them my code. They bought like three, four pairs. And I want everybody else to do the same thing because they're the best glasses. They're so fun. I love all the different colors. I'm telling you, man, it's a great partnership. It really is. Yeah. And it's a great product. So there you go. All right, Alex, Beer Fest, huh?
Yeah, little North Park Beer Fest. Compliments of our boy Jeff from Ballast Point.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That is great. Okay, let me get back since you mentioned Jeff at Ballast Point. By the way, I love that you're going full salesman. You think you're full salesman? Dude, go onto my Instagram right now. Go onto my Instagram from yesterday. Maybe I posted yesterday, but it was definitely the picture was taken on Saturday. You go onto my Instagram from this weekend and you look, I'm standing in the blender store. There I am. I'm standing in the blender store. The name of the glasses are the Legacy. And there's those blue glasses. I know. And people are going to give me a hard time about them because they're bright and colorful and kind of obnoxious. But I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bright, colorful, and obnoxious. Sounds like somebody I know.
Like that too.
I do too. All right. Wow. Let me talk about the Padres here for a second. So I'm just going to be honest about it and tell you that opening day was down in San Diego, was kind of in on it. Then, you know, didn't really watch that much thereafter. The first series, they lost that first series to San Francisco. The St. Louis series, honestly, I don't think I saw very much of it at all. Other than I mentioned that I was up in Mammoth and I saw probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, I saw part of that game. And then this past weekend in San Francisco, I didn't really catch that much other than just to, you know, look at the results, which they lost 2 out of 3. Now check me on this. On the game on Saturday, yes. The Padres, they hit a grand slam in like the first inning. And that was it.
Gone.
Slam Diego. And was it Jerks and mm-hmm. Profar who hit that grand slam?
Yes, sir.
Dude, I mean, how'd that happen?
Yeah. And then yesterday, one of the rarest things, and you know, I feel like Browner would just be going off on it if he was here.
Tell me,
Kim,
let me see if I can
do errors.
Let me see if I can complete your sentence, which was the Padres actually out hit the Giants yesterday. I think it was like 11 hits to 6 hits, but they lost the game 3-2.
Right. Because Kim had 2 big errors, one where he threw it like so far above Cronenworth's head. He just did the old, I'm not even going to try for it. And another one, he got a ball knocked out of his glove. They were about to turn a double play that would have got him out the inning, and he messed that up too. So very rare day for Kim on the field. But this offense, dude, I mean, listen, the game that I went to, Kurt, because you were gone, your girlfriend, you guys gave me tickets to go on that Sunday, and they broke out 13 runs out of nowhere. I think it was 9-0 by the time I sat down.
Right.
And then they had the 15-run game in Korea, so the numbers don't look that bad when you look at the totality of the season, because you got 2 games where you scored 25 runs and you're like, oh, that's, of course your numbers are going to be inflated. But if you watch this thing, it's 2023 all over again. It's 2023 all over again. It's anemic offense. They just can't do a thing. Leaving runners on, not hitting with runners in scoring position, scoring 2 runs a game. It's the same thing. And if you look at this lineup, and I was yelling about it all year, all offseason. I know he hit a grand slam on Sunday, but on Saturday. But, bro, that outfield, like, that's such a big hole in left field. And your DH position is filled by Manny right now, but eventually that hole is going to be big, too. You got to do something. You got to do something, Scott. Like, I don't know, man. This offense looks just like last year.
I will say this, and again, I've said to you, through the first, how many games have they played so far? 15 games or so? Something like that?
12
games. Through the first 12 games, if I tell you that I've watched a grand total of maybe like, you know, 12 or 14 innings total, maybe I'm even exaggerating. All I'm doing so far, again, it's just the way I'm sort of wired. Like, it was opening day. It was an event. I was there for it. I've been more into the NCAA basketball tournament and more into the women's NCAA basketball tournament and more into the, you know, coming down to the wire of the NBA season than I have been into the beginning 12 games of the baseball season. But when I look at the stats, I will say this. One thing that's very impressive is Jackson Merrill is leading the team in batting average. That is surprising to me.
And he's still hitting eighth or ninth. And that was the whole point of the conversation was that, why is he hitting eighth or ninth? Like, I get he's 20 and I get he's a rookie, but you're just wasting him down there, aren't you? Got to bring him back up, move him up in the lineup.
I mean, I'm very impressed through, like you said, 12 games. The other story in baseball that I've followed again while I was out last week is the Ohtani home run ball story, which I saw your tweet and I laughed because I didn't know exactly what you were talking about at the time. So I went back and I had to learn and read about it. So here's the story as I understand it. Check me on this and tell me what I know or what I'm getting wrong. Ohtani hits his first home run last week for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. These people, these hardcore Dodger fans, they scramble to get the ball. And the husband comes out with the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Security.
The girlfriend, the wife.
Oh, the wife. The security people like thugs. This is the way that it's been described. Like bully thugs come to them. Again, this is the way I read the story. Separate the husband and the wife so that the husband can't kind of tell the wife how to negotiate. Not that the man has to tell the woman. What I mean by that is that they can't corroborate, right?
They wouldn't even let him talk.
Right. They literally separated these two people so that they could bully her. And even if he had the ball, they could have bullied him into, you're giving us this ball and all you're getting are two hats and a baseball. That's it. Mm-hmm. And they literally pulled the couple apart so they couldn't kind of get their story straight, right? After the game is over, according to the interpreter, and this is where this interpreter stuff gets confusing because you never really know what you don't know what Otani's saying in Japanese, so you don't know if what the guy is telling you in English is accurate, you know? Mm-hmm. Otani says something to the effect of, I spoke to the people or I met with the people. Okay, actually, you're gonna fill us in here. What exactly are we reading here? What is this
article? The quote from Otani was, I was able to talk to the fan and was able to get it back. Obviously, it's a very special ball, a lot of feelings towards it. I'm very grateful that it's back. But on the reporting, and she's confirmed it multiple times, saying they never met or talked to Otani, although in the postgame comments, that's what the interpreter said. So it's like a lost in translation thing again.
Right, so lost in translation could go from Japanese to English, and then slangish English could be, I met with them. Well, I didn't mean me. I didn't mean I, Otani, met with them. Mm. I meant me, the Dodgers, security, et cetera. They met with them, and they were able to negotiate a deal. But it doesn't sound like it was like a friendly negotiation. Like, hey,
no,
this is awesome.
Not.
You know, you caught this Otani ball. It sounded like they threatened them from the beginning. If you don't give it back to us, we will not authenticate it. Because there was a story that there was an Otani foul ball that was authenticated that was worth $15,000, a foul ball. So Otani's first home run as a Dodger is probably immediately worth $100,000. Maybe it's $150,000.
Collectors and authenticators were saying minimum $100,000.
Okay.
Minimum.
So if you're the person that owns the ball, you have it in your hands, you have the ball. They pull you and your boyfriend, girlfriend away from each other. They sort of bully you into, we won't authenticate it. And this is the best you're going to get. Take it or leave it. And it just doesn't sound like anybody at the Dodgers like treated these people who are hardcore fans with any love or respect at all. Mm-hmm.
It was like a, I don't know. It was like a mob, dude. Like the security guys just literally threatening them. If you don't give us the ball for an exchange, we won't authenticate it. And then it'll be worthless.
Yeah.
What? What? Why? What's the big deal here?
That is so rude.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And the fact that they separated them. First of all, zero chance that happens if I'm there with Mar. Like, we mean you're going to separate me. What did we do? We caught a home run. Like, you're acting like we're fighting or that we're some sort of terrorists or something with guns at the stadium. You're separating us? No. Move. That's my wife. You're not going to separate me from her. We're going to talk like human beings here. You're not going to corner me like a dog. That I'm like a rabid rabid dog or something, and you're gonna put me in the corner and I gotta do what you say. Like, what are you talking about? Get out of here. And the only thing I put the Otani thing was because he lied again. That's all. You know, Otani didn't have anything to do with the negotiation. Otani wasn't in the back cornering the people saying, give me the ball. Like, that was a security. That was a whole separate thing. But the funny part was that Otani lied about meeting them, proving once again, dude's a liar.
Well, it's funny. Again,
he's
from
become baseball's biggest villain fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, not to the Dodger fans.
Of course not.
Because Dodger fans were like, this thing doesn't even exist. This story of the gambling doesn't even exist. And what, they mistreated these fans? Screw them.
Shouldn't have caught it in the first place.
Right. Shouldn't have gone and grabbed it. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I know. Well, we're about 12 games in, like I said, about 12 games into the season. Going to have to like get through tonight's national championship game. And then get through tomorrow night's last regular season game for the Lakers against Golden State in LA as playoff positioning is being, trying to be figured out. And then
can I confess something to you in the next segment about the Lakers?
Oh, I can't wait to hear a confession. A Laker confession from Grande. Stick around. Mm-hmm. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew. And Grande with a confession next. All right, great friends. Hey, it is Monday afternoon. It's Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. No Brown Man today. In this segment, I will tell you this right now, and I've mentioned it as the show has gone on. I traveled on Saturday from Cal Poly SLO down to San Diego. I stopped, Grande, in your hometown of Oxnard.
You hit me up.
I stopped there because I wanted to go stop by and say hello to our friends from Oxnard Holistics. I've never been in the shop yet. And the second reason I wanted to stop there is I wanted to get a pizza at Topper's, which you've been bragging about forever. I'll get to that story coming up in a matter of moments. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. But you said
yes.
You had a confession to make.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable saying this because Browner's not here to yell at me. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll yell at me. Who knows? I was going to confess this to Jason last week because he wanted to talk Lakers. You know how I told you the season starts on Christmas for me?
Yeah.
We're sitting here on April 8th on a total eclipse day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. I have yet to watch a full Lakers game this season. Not one. Not to be totally honest with you, 100% honest with you. I don't think I've tuned into a Lakers game since February.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I legitimately, I don't have Spectrum Sportsnet,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a hassle to log into my sister's account and then like go in and get and watch it on the app. So when people are like complaining about the Lakers or whatever they're doing, or you know, like yesterday, Anthony Davis getting hit in the face and not playing, bro, I'm not watching. I can't do it.
So wait a second. I have a question. Are you now no longer a Laker fan?
No, I'm a Laker fan.
A lifelong Laker fan doesn't watch his team anymore.
I don't know. I don't have a reason as to why I feel so disconnected with this current iteration of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
More so than last year when I was watching angrily, hating Russ and all that stuff. And then we got a whole new team and made this push to the Western Conference Finals. I don't have an explanation as to why I feel so disconnected and disinterested in this current version of the Lakers.
Okay.
And I have an idea.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Number one, mm-hmm. Because you see, the thing is that you say you haven't watched since February. You've been watching a lot of San Diego State basketball. You had all your emotion invested in San Diego State basketball. You watched every game,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. San Diego State basketball comes to an end. Today is April 8th. It came to an end about what? A week and a half ago? 2 weeks ago? Something like that?
Opening day. Yeah.
The 28th. Opening day. 28th. Okay. So 10 days ago, 11 days ago, whatever it is. So you had San Diego State emotional investment into those games and time invested into those games. Number one.
Yeah.
Then you get to the Padres and the Padres win on opening day. The Aztecs lose on that same day and they're gone from the tournament. And now you stop watching the tournament, but you start going all in on the Padres.
Yes.
So now your evenings more often than not are filled with what time is the Padre game? Who are they playing? Whatever. And you watch those games. And so you start to focus on a team rather than like just globally talking sports. But on the other hand, an F1 race, you'll make time for.
Yes.
A soccer match, you'll make time for. Man U's playing, you'll make time for that.
Correct.
Okay. You said you think you have an idea why you think you're not watching the Lakers. I'll tell you this right now. I know a lot of Laker fans, guys who grew up lifelong Laker fans who despise LeBron James. And they hate that LeBron is on this team. They think LeBron is a very polarizing, selfish figure. And they think that there's always too much storyline around LeBron. And I'm telling you, I know guys who are lifelong Laker fans that swear to me that when LeBron leaves the Lakers, they'll come back to being a Laker fan. Is it a LeBron issue for you?
I think it's a Darvin Ham issue for me.
Oh, okay.
I just genuinely think this guy is so over his skis, dude. Like, and people are going to be listening to be like, how do you know?
Yeah,
you're not watching. Right, you're not watching. So, but when I did watch, it's just so clear and obvious that this team is catered to, just give LeBron the ball. We'll figure it out. And I don't know if it's changed because they did go on a win streak there in March. They had a good March. They beat some good teams.
Yeah, but they beat a lot of crappy teams too.
But Yeah, man. I don't know. I like I said, I don't have a full answer, but I think it's because I've been so anti Darvin Ham that I just, and then LeBron, I'm not a big LeBron guy. I don't hate LeBron, but I did love hating LeBron when he wasn't a Laker, but now he is a Laker. That switch has never turned on for me. You know, that switch of like, oh, let's go LeBron. You know, like it's just, I'm a Rui Hachimura guy. I'm an Austin Reeves guy. I'm a role player guy right now. Yeah. So
in the meantime, listen,
once this play-in comes and they play the Warriors or whoever the hell they got to play, I'll tune in. And if they advance, I'll watch the playoffs 100%. But yeah, man, it's been rough. Really tough for me.
I'll tell you, it's interesting how, you know, you get to this part of the year and like college basketball players will declare for the NBA draft and they're only doing it because they want to go to the NBA camps and they want to participate in those NBA camps against the other NBA prospects. And they're not signing with an agent. They're not giving up their eligibility. They're just going to test themselves to see where they may fall, to see if they can improve their status, et cetera, et cetera. When Bronny James announced earlier this week or late last week that he was A, entering the transfer portal, and B, he was putting his name in for the NBA draft, I was like, is this kid out of his mind? Like, he's been told already, you're not yet an NBA player. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have to be told by the scouts. All he had to do was look at his team this year. Was he the best player on USC's team? No. Did he have a major contribution to USC's team this past year? No. Was he nationally impressive in any way? No. So Bronny James, and oh, by the way, hey, I want to let Bronny James be his own man. I want to let Bronny James be a kid. I don't want to have any criticism towards Bronny James. Because if you do, LeBron gets pissed. But dude, he's doing what other college kids do, which is a very smart thing to do. Go play against the best of the best. Get on all the radars of all the scouts, even though you already are because who your dad is. And then don't sign with an agent, which we already know which agent you're signing with. And then transfer. If I were Bronny James, I'd transfer to Duquesne, which was just in the end. Yeah.
Very specific.
Yes, because that's where LeBron's high school coach or whatever is the coach. And Duquesne made it to the NCAA basketball tournament this past year. And his brother, the younger brother, I don't know when he's graduating high school, but he's also already committed to Duquesne. So this is now becoming like LeBron's little basketball factory.
LeBron has college eligibility. Could he go to Duquesne?
I don't think so. I don't think he can go.
Okay.
I don't think so. But maybe that's the only way they play
together. Maybe that's how they play. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So anyway, I thank you, Alex, for your admission. I appreciate where you're coming from. I feel you. I do.
Like when you said there's only one regular season home game remaining, I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's a shock to me.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night against Golden State.
You know who else declared for the NBA draft while keeping their eligibility open?
Tell me.
Lamont Butler.
Oh, interesting. Good for him.
So I didn't know this, but too, Lamont can come back.
I didn't know that either.
Lamont can, we talked about it last week. Lamont has not decided whether he will enter the portal, go to the NBA, but he does have another year of eligibility and he can come back.
Why would he enter the portal? What would the portal provide him or where's he going? I mean, you're going to sell me on going to Arizona. You're going to sell me on going to Kentucky. I mean, you're going to sell me on going to UConn. I mean, where Lamont Butler should never, never leave San Diego State. Number one, he's an all-time legend. Number two, as Coach Dutcher said at the end of the season, this group has been 7-2 in the NCAA tournament. Number three, he's got NIL deals here. I'm not saying he's making millions of dollars, but I'm telling you right now, there is no market for Lamont Butler where Lamont Butler is going to be recruited by UConn or Kentucky or Purdue or you know, Alabama, these kinds of schools that are in the Final Four. There's no market for Lamont Butler to say, ooh, we'll pay you $500,000 to come to our school. He had one amazing shot. That amazing shot turned into a lot of NIL money for him and his family. Bro, don't be foolish. Okay.
So he has a Lamont Butler quesadilla at El Pollo Grill. Shout out to Victor in Chula Vista.
Nice job, Victor.
He's got a buzzer beater smoothie at Nectar Juice Bars.
I talked about this a month and a half ago.
He has sponsorship deals in San Diego with Jersey Mike's, Rubio's, CVS, JLab Audio, Dapps Trading Cards, Urban Outfitters, Reebok, and even an apartment complex near campus.
Bro, where are you going? In fact, listen, go test yourself.
If you go,
yeah.
If you go, don't those go too?
Yeah. Go to these NBA camps, test yourself against Bronny James, find out that you're not yet an NBA player, come back to San Diego State and be the leader of the team. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully one day you'll get a chance to do what Malachi Flynn did last week, which is you become a backup player in the NBA who all of a sudden makes a name for himself by scoring 50 points in an NBA game.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I believe the lowest scoring average player to ever score 50 points. Like his points per game.
Yeah, it's like 5 points per game.
5 points per game. It's like the lowest guy. I don't know how to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no one has ever scored 50 by averaging such few points per game.
I mean, that was a spectacular performance from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For a terrible basketball team, the Detroit Pistons.
Awful basketball team.
All right, let me do this. Let me say to everybody who's watching and listening right now, this past week, I've talked about this as the show's gone on. I went from San Diego to Mammoth. I spent 3 days in Mammoth with my daughter, who's a senior in high school. I can't believe my fourth child is about to leave for college, but this was her last spring break, and I really needed to invest some time in my child. In fact, somebody hit me up on social media about the fact that I'm taking so much time off, and I'm like, bro, rarely, and I mean rarely, do I ever put my family before my work, but this was one of those times where I needed to do that. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I hope I've given you a great guilt trip, sir, whoever you are. So from there, from Mammoth, though, she and I drove to Cal Poly SLO because she's decided that, you know, she got into Cal Poly SLO, which, by the way, we were there, Alex. They told us in an orientation, there were 70,000 applications. It was the biggest year they've ever had in terms of applications. They only took 6,000 kids.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, Dad, I don't know that I really got in. She's like, I need to go back and check the email. I we're here and we're registered to be here, but I'm not even sure I really got in. Like, maybe I only read the first paragraph and I didn't read the rest of it. So, so she did get in. She's like, I don't know how, but I got in.
Mm-hmm.
So from Cal Poly SLO, after 2 days of touring the campus and visiting, I had two friends whose daughters go to school there, and both girls took us around and showed us around. It was fantastic. And I know I have a lot of other friends out there whose kids go to school there. So we will connect. Thank you guys.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back south, on Saturday morning, we left San Luis Obispo at about 8 a.m.
Yeah.
We drove to a town called Santa Maria. I'd never been there before. Just to stop and get gas. Gas in the Central Coast is $1.50 more than it is in Southern California.
More.
Oh, yeah, dude. Gas up there, $6.50 a gallon.
Okay.
So because I'm so cheap and because I have this, I hate paying for gas. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm finding a Costco. I went to a Costco in this town called Santa Maria. $5 a gallon. Okay. I'm beating the man. Okay. I got him. I drove from Santa Maria to Santa Barbara to go visit a friend, stopped in quickly. And then from Santa Barbara, I drove down to your hometown, Grande of Oxnard.
Yeah.
I went to see our friends at Oxnard Holistics.
Mm-hmm.
I'd not been to the dispensary yet. And the guy, I walk in, he goes, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm just here to say hello. My name's Scott. I work with your people down at Torrey Holistics, California Holistics, Charlie, you know, and Tony and Doug and the whole crew. And the guy says to me, the manager, he goes, Scott Kaplan. I go, yeah. He goes, bro, I'm waiting for somebody to walk into the store and use your promo code. And I'm like, well, you know, we're mostly Southern California based, but it will happen. If you're in Oxnard, if you're in Santa Barbara, if you're in the Central Coastal area, if you are anywhere near Oxnard, brand new dispensary, place is awesome. Use our promo code. We've got a new code now, Alex, right?
Yes. Kaplan Crew.
And the reason I mentioned it is because I had somebody hit me up on Friday. They're like, dude, the code doesn't work. This was last month's code. They're like, the code doesn't work. So we hit up Charlie. We're like, Charlie, we need a new code. Kaplan Crew is the code. Torrey Holistics, California Holistics, Oxnard Holistics. You go to any of these places, 20% off. But Alex, I took a picture while I was there in Oxnard Holistics of Charlie's, this is Charlie Rolfe, their chief marketing officer. You go in, they give you a 20% discount your first time. Okay. You go in the second time, they give you a 30% discount. You go in the third time, they give you a 35% discount. That happens at Torrey Holistics and California Holistics and Oxnard Holistics. And then I started shooting video around the store just to show everybody how awesome it looks. And the manager was telling me that comedian Bert Kreischer, who had just been on the show during the Super Bowl, Alex was chugging vodka with the guy. Bert has a house like right down the road in Oxnard. Kreischer comes into Oxnard Holistics and takes his phone and starts shooting an Instagram video. Oh, Alex is showing it right now. We're probably not going to play the audio because Bert is cursing up a storm. But he's giving like a free plug to Oxnard Holistics. And he's in there buying pre-rolls and gummies and vapes and everything else. And he's like, yeah, dude, Kreischer lives right down the street and he comes into the store. I'm like, that's unbelievable. So then I just took a video just so I could show it to everybody. If you're up in that area, Oxnard, go to Oxnard Holistics and make sure you hook up and get some of your favorite cannabis products, whether it's for sleep, whether it's for pain management, you know, anxiety, or just recreation. Alex, show the video of what I sent to you. But let me tell you what happens as Alex will play this video. When you get done at Oxnard Holistics, that's when you have to go to where Alex has told us is the greatest pizza in the world, and that's Topper's Pizza. So that's yes, exactly what I did. I shot this video at Oxnard Holistics. I showed everybody around. Hey, here's their stash. Here's all the brands. Here's how beautiful the store looks. It's not that big. You know, the people are right there. They can help you out. It doesn't look like you're going to be able to play the video for some reason.
Oh, I was, because it has audio when you were talking. So I'll just play it.
Oh, my B. Go ahead. No, play it. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You could talk over it.
Oh, there we go. All right. So now you're just looking in the store. I'm just kind of showing you all the different stuff. Look how nice and clean and neat. And it's just it's a great store. And the manager right here, this gentleman, and then this girl with this multicolored hair. I tell her how much I love her hair. This guy's great. He's the guy who's telling me all about Bert Kreischer. And then, you know, I'm just kind of, I must have just told her that I liked her hair because she just touched her hair. And then all the products that you expect at Torrey Holistics, California Holistics, they're all right there in Oxnard Holistics. Okay, great. So Alex, yes. I get done at Oxnard Holistics, and yeah, you told me there was a Topper's Pizza far down the road. Mm-hmm. Now the one I went to is right on the water, like right with all the boats right behind.
Yep.
Dude, what a place.
Yeah.
What an incredible place.
That's the one I go to now as well. My mom lives very close to there, so.
Okay. I logged this report from Topper's Pizza. Have you seen this report yet? I sent you the video.
I did on purpose. You sent it late last night and I was like, "You know what? Let me not watch this." So I have no idea what you say. I have no idea what you do, and I don't know if I think, like, did you give it a score? I don't know. I didn't watch it. So
okay. This is a report that I logged Saturday afternoon from Topper's Pizza in Oxnard. Go ahead and play it, Alex.
Action.
Okay. So for years I've been hearing about Topper's Pizza. I'm driving south from SLO. I stopped over at Oxnard Holistics, and now I'm here at Topper's, which, by the way, is on the water and it's a beautiful place. Now, I'll steal the bit from Dave Portnoy and tell you, wow, I love double cut. I love a double cut pizza. And we went with the cheese because Julia is vegetarian and cheese is the standard. It's you know, sort of the threshold. For Dave, it's one bite. For me, it's an entire pie. Well, I like it. I like it a lot. My first ever Topper's, fresh Topper's.
So what'd you think?
I ate that whole damn pizza.
And you did cheese.
I did cheese. I did the whole damn pie. I drove down. I was still eating it in Malibu. I was on the coast.
Yeah.
It's a road pie. I ate the whole damn pie. That thing was great. You know what's best about that pizza? There's no distinction between the crust and the pizza. Like, they don't do it like where, like, the crust is a standalone. There's cheese from till the very end of it.
Yep. I wish you would have told me. I had to recommend some ranch with that pizza, because their ranch is ridic.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a sweetness to their sauce that's so good. I'll tell you right now, I loved it. I did. I loved it. And again, I stole the bit. I mean, everybody, you know, Portnoy outsmarted us all by doing pizza reviews. I give him all the credit in the world.
What's your score?
I would say my score is about a 7.5, 7.8. Is that good or bad?
That's terrible.
Is it?
Out of a 10?
Dude, I thought it was great. I thought it was outstanding pizza. Hey, listen, my place down here, Best Pizza and Brew in Cardiff, that's a 7.0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to give you some perspective.
All right. I'll take that then.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'll take that.
Really good.
Man, I want some now so bad. That sounds so good.
Hey, real quick, before we head out of here, and we I'll just say this to everybody who's listening. Radio listeners, stay right where you are. We're going to get back to the Caitlin Clark story. We're going to get back to the national championship game tonight. We're going to get into a bunch of Padres stuff, et cetera. So stay with us. Make a prediction on tonight's UConn-Purdue game. Go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
UConn wins easy by double digits.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think Purdue's going to put up a fight?
Then the first half, but in the second half, UConn will do what they always do, and they'll run away with it.
Yeah. So UConn is favored by 6.5?
6.5, yes.
Yeah. I think I'm also going to take UConn to win the game. I don't know that it's going to be as much of a runaway as you think, but I do think they'll cover the 6.5, and I'm going to play it on BetUS. BetUS.com, 1-800-MY-BETUS. We've been talking about them for the last month. So I'm going to take them. I'm going to take UConn. I'm going to lay the 6.5, and I'm hopefully going to score tonight, big time. All right, yeah. Bigly. All right, stick around. For those of you that are with us on radio, we got a lot more to get to. Everybody else on podcast, let's go get uncensored. All right, everybody, time to get uncensored all up in this biatch. So first and foremost, I had no idea coming onto the air today that my voice was going to sound like such shit. Had no idea. I knew.
I heard it this morning. We had a meeting early this morning.
Yeah.
And I heard it then. I was like, oh.
Dude, I'd say Wednesday, Thursday-ish of last week when I was up in Mammoth, I knew I had a sore throat, but not like where I'm sick or I have a cold sore throat. Yeah. Is I'm telling you, Alex, when you're in Mammoth, your nose, something happens inside your nose. It gets, hey, it's uncensored. Fuck it. Bloody, crusty, dry.
Okay.
It's so bad. It is so bad. I had humidifiers on either side of the bed. Didn't help.
Right.
And when you walk up the stairs, I'm telling you, Rachel's house up in Mammoth has like 3 flights of stairs. You walk up to the first floor, you're like, you walk up to the next flight, you're carrying luggage. At night, you're sleeping, your nose, you can't breathe. Right. Then you're breathing out of your mouth.
Snoring.
Dude, it's just like, like you're breathing out of your mouth. And so that my throat was sore, but I felt fine. I mean, I still feel fine. I don't know why. I don't know why, but my throat, my voice sounds like
I don't shit. Know. I haven't been up to Mammoth since I was like 19. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the feeling, but I mean, shit, dude, I suck with altitude, man. I go to Big Bear, I get sick.
Oh really?
I don't know. Yeah, dude. I got the last time I was in Big Bear, was probably like right before COVID. And dude, I got like nauseous. I was puking. It was the weirdest fucking thing. Yeah, dude, it was brutal. Me and altitude don't fuck around.
Oh, so you're not coming up to Mammoth this summer then?
Oh, I'll still go. I'll take it.
Well, I would love for you guys to come, especially during the beer fest and the blues fest.
Yeah.
Would love for you guys to come. So, hey, I'll just say this because it's now, you know, just it's the great friends who hang out for this last segment. The Browner thing, I feel like I can't really tell you what's going on, but you can probably figure some shit out. It's fucked up. You know, that's all I can tell you is it is just a damn fucking shame. And, you know, he'll come back and I hope he'll tell the story. I don't know that he will, if I'm being honest, I don't know that he will, you know, cause it'll probably turn him into mush. But, he called me this morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. He's like, bro, I'm not going to make it today. I'm like, okay. Like, are you okay? He's like, not really. Okay. What's the deal? And he told me, and I was like, I mean, I was just crushed. I didn't know what to say. And I just kept quiet, and then he started talking a little bit. And I think I said this to him. And what do you say to people? I said to him, I go, bro, I go, God, the phrase is God puts on your shoulders what you can handle. I don't know why he thinks you can handle all this shit, but he's putting it on your shoulders, bro. You know? So I just hope he gets back, and I hope he gets back into his routine. Getting right back into work is the number one key. In my opinion, just because it keeps you sane, you know, and he's got 4 kids he got to deal with. So he's going to have to get his shit together, you know?
And he's moving.
Oh, I know. I mean, fuck, man. I know. You know, we should probably come up with some way to help him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to help him move, but
he did text me back, but
he did.
I mean, what do you say, dude?
No, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. So listen,
so we're going to have a modified week now then.
Yeah, we are going to have a bit of a modified week because he was going to be back. He was going to be back on Thursday and Friday because you were going to Texas on Thursday and Friday. For what are you going for, a wedding or something?
Yeah, my Mar's sister's getting married.
Oh wow.
And they're doing a whole thing. Like, it's the most unique wedding I'm ever going to be part of, that's for sure. Cuz it's like an event, dude.
Why?
I don't know if this sounds like a fun to you or if this sounds like a nightmare to you. Mm-hmm. But she had an Airbnb in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Okay.
It's a 12 bedroom, 12 bath, like ridiculous stupid house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like 20 of us staying there, 24 people staying there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's made events. Thursday, we're out all day doing something. Friday, we're going wine tasting out and doing some other stuff. And then Saturday, we go to San Antonio. We're going to do the Catholic Mass. And then Saturday night, the reception is at some, I didn't even know San Antonio had this stuff, but like some fancy ass resort. So like literally, mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, wedding on Saturday. It's like, no, like I'm going to be with Mar's family. We're all going to be doing shit. Like, so.
And are you back on Monday?
I'm back. Yeah, I come back early Sunday morning.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we're going to have a bit of a modified week, unfortunately. It was great that Lawhead was available to fill in last week because, you know, little did we know that Browner was going to be out last week. I mean, that was not planned at all. And to have him out today was not planned at all either. So, yeah, a little bit of a modified week, but we'll make it through as we always do. I will just say one thing really quickly to everybody who's still here. Hey, listen, make sure you download the Prize Picks app, and here's why. They've been a really, really important like client for us, partnership with us. And the partnership goes until the end of June, till the end of the NBA championship. Then they take off the month of July. Then they come back for football season. But they said to me this past week, they're like, hey, we've noticed that there's been a dip in signups. And I just want to say to everybody, look, the best way to always help the show is buy Blender's sunglasses and use our code. Buy your weed from Tory Holistics and use our code. Buy your Life Brew coffee and use our code. Buy the Athletic Greens and use our code, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Call Gary Cooper when you're talking about buying a house or selling a house. The list goes on and on. You're going to go play cards, go to 7 Mile Casino. But when these guys told me that there's been a dip in the action, my goal was number one from the day they signed that contract, keep them here till the end of June. Because they had like a cancellation thing in the contract. I'm like, keep them here till the end of June. So if you're a great friend, and you have not yet downloaded the Prize Picks app, download the app, use our code GREATFRIENDS, make your first deposit, they'll match 100% up to $100, and get in the game. Because I'll tell you right now, I took the two big men tonight to go more. The kid from UConn, 13 points. The kid from Purdue, 24 points. So I'm playing tonight. So get in the game with Prize Picks. All right, Alex, I think it's given the shitty sound of my voice, let's get out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully I'm better.
Tea, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to do some tea and some... some like, I don't know, fucking sucking stuff. Thingies. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Peace out, everybody.